With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Aid workers say warehouses in northern Gaza looted as desperation for aid spikes after more than 2 months of Israel's blockade. Organizations in Gaza say looting has continued for several nights. It's a multi-billion dollar sale to Saudi Arabia. Ron Taylor reports.
The United States has given initial approval to sell $3.5 billion worth of air-to-air missiles for Saudi Arabia's fighter jets, the latest proposed arms deal for the area ahead of President Trump's planned trip to the region later this month. The sale, announced early Saturday, likely will be one of several heralded by the president on his visit to the kingdom. Ron Taylor reporting.
A major education program surviving proposed budget cuts.
President Donald Trump's administration has apparently backed away from a proposal to eliminate funding for Head Start. That's the preschool program that educates more than 500,000 children from low-income and homeless families. On a call with reporters, an administration official said there would be no changes to it. Head Start supporters had been worried after a leaked Trump administration proposal suggested defunding it. Project 2025, the conservative blueprint drawn up by the Heritage Foundation, also called for cutting Head Start. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Well, the Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court for access to Social Security information on literally millions of Americans. Republicans and the president have argued that legal actions aimed at blocking White House policies are in reality political attacks against Mr. Trump. Changes on the way south of the border. Mexican government says it will gradually reduce the standard work week from 48 hours to 40. It will fully take effect in January of 2030. This is SRN News. A new parental rights law for Indiana.
The measure bars the state government from passing any legislation that would substantially burden a mom or dad's right to direct the upbringing, education, health care, or religious instruction of their child. John Carpenter of the Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom thinks it's a great idea, adding, quote, "Parents know and love their children best, and they have the right and duty to raise their children according to their own conscience." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians in Iran surging. A British human rights group says nearly 100 believers have been sentenced to prison for their faith in 2024 by Iranian courts. That's a 600% increase over 2023. U.S. Commission on International Freedom also concerned about the so-called Muslim morality police who abuse Christians on the streets. They also penalize businesses that allow patronage by women. This is SRN News. Regardless of size, these canines get along just fine.
Size differences didn't cause any issues when the world's tallest and smallest dogs met up for a playdate last month. Reginald is a 7-year-old Great Dane from Idaho who is the size of a small horse. Pearl is a 4-year-old Chihuahua from Florida the size of an apple. Both are certified winners in their respective height titles by the Guinness Book of World Records. Pearl stands at 3.59 inches. Reginald measures in at a whopping 3'3". Keith Peters, Washington.
This is a test of courage. Maybe it helps if you're half nuts. Three men wading into the ocean off the coast of Australia to rescue a 10-foot great white shark stranded in shallow water. It took them about an hour to free the shark from a sandbank. No one was hurt. More details at srnnews.com.